Lantern's Aura presents Eslintha, episode 43, The Tower. Begin.
I really don't want to die today. I have too much to live for now.
You aren't going to die today. Maybe tomorrow, but not today.
What are you guys waiting for? Go in!
King Gulnar, we need to go.
I believe it is best if I were to stay out here, rather than go into the tower with you.
Why is that?
I am better suited fighting with my army than going to negotiate with gods. My men need their king, and you are needed up there. If all goes well, I will see you after the battle.
Grog follow you to Big Monster!
Glad to hear it, Grog.
Well now, clock's ticking. Even with the help of the Dwarf King, your army's not going to last much longer.
No, hold on.
Can I help you, Durgin?
There is no way we're letting you go up that tower free. We need to tie you up.
That is very unnecessary. We are still under the terms of parley, are we not?
And how long does that last? Do we find Orion and Korgon? To the top of the tower? Or maybe just halfway up the stairs?
Alright, I see your point. Here. Tie up my hands, then. Unless, of course, you want to carry me up all these stairs.
Check him for weapons, too.
Got it.
Got all of them?
I think so.
All right. One last thing.
What is it?
Drizzik, what happens if we get up there and Korgon's gone? Or dead? What happens then?
Well, that's just not possible.
What happens?
Well, if that were to happen, I would call off my army. I'm not stupid enough to fight a war for a god without said god on my side. But if Orion's not up there and Korgon is, what will you do?
We're not stupid either.
Glad we're on the same page.
They can't be dead though, right? I mean, they're gods, right?
I mean, we came here to kill one. So we better hope they can die.
Right.
Of course, they had to be at the top of the stairs. I mean, why make things easy?
Hopefully they'll kill each other before we even get up there.
As if Lord Korgon would fall so easily.
Grog just wanna fight Big Monster!
Hey, Grog, if we go up the staircase, there will be big monsters to fight.
I'm tired. It's okay, Lilith. Not much further.
I got you, kid. Come on.
Are you sure we should bring Lilith?
It's not like the rest of the city will be much safer.
You know, this would go much faster if you untied me.
And let you try to kill us again?
Really? Are you still upset about that? Just talk about daddy issues. You took all my weapons. What could I possibly do?
More than we want you to.
So we get up there. What then?
You mean you didn't make a plan?
Honestly, I didn't think we'd make it this far.
Maybe we'll get lucky, and they'll both be willing to negotiate after all this time.
Or maybe Korgon's dead and we just have to deal with Orion.
If that's the case, we just need to reseal the tower once we figure out how to stop Korgon's army.
Well, if Lord Korgon has fallen, I promise I will call off my army as we discussed.
You better, or I'll let Grog shove his sword through your chest.
Grog can kill mean elf?
I assure you, there'll be no need for that.
There better not be.
So, this is it.
We should check the door for traps first.
I'm pretty sure the process of getting the keys was the trap.
Most likely. I mean, one of them was guarded by a dragon.
If you agree with him, you can open the door.
With pleasure.
Well, this looks dusty.
It looks like whatever magic was sealing this tower didn't stop the passage of time.
What makes you... Oh.
Well, we found Korgon.
No! No, 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 no!
That was, anticlimactic.
Where's Orion, though?
Where is Big Monster?
Lilith, stay with me.
Mm-hmm.
Drizzik, call off your army. A deal's a deal.
Give him a second. He might be an ass, but he just found out his god is dead.
Fine. Let's find Orion, then.
We must have missed a room or something.
Spread out. Check for hidden doors.
You lose.
Oh, shit!
Almighty Korgon, rise!
He's got a knife!
Where were you hiding that?
I give my life so Korgon may live.
You guys had one job, and you mucked it up.
What's happening?
Tick, take Lilith and run!
I am not letting her go back out there.
Do you know what's about to happen? Okay, I stopped the bleeding, but... Oh no.
It's too late.
It seems I have you to thank for my resurrection. Though the rest of the city will break under my boot, I grant unto you, Rowan, my greatest servant, a quick death alongside your friends.
Oh, fuck me.
Eslinth is a podcast created by Lantern Zora. Today's episode was written by Sean McGarry and Karma, and directed by Sean McGarry. It was edited by Carter Lyon and Karma. Today's episode was produced by Carter Lyon, Karma, Matthew Laycock, and Sean McGarry. It's performed by Carter Lyon, Karma, Matthew Laycock, Sean McGarry, Anya Aldred, John Gill, and Errol McNeely. The Eslinth theme song was written by Andrew Bianchi. To comment on episodes, make donations, view merchandise, and social links, visit lanternzora.com. Visit us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at LanternZora. For early access to future episodes and bonus behind-the-scenes content, check out our Patreon. To contact us, email us at lanternzora@gmail.com. Episode 44 will be airing Friday, November 17th at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks for listening.